1934 reunion. The first reunion included descendants of Edwin and Mary E. Whiting, although the Edwin-Marion branch were responsible for it becoming a reality. It was on June 8, 9, and 10, 1934, that more than 200 members of the Whiting family gathered in House Rock Valley, Arizona, to erect a permanent marker at the grave of May Whiting, a daughter of Edwin and Mary. At age 20, May had died after reaching House Rock on the pioneer trek across the desert in May, 1882. She had been in ill health for a number of years, and when she knew her end was near, requested that she be buried in the shade of the great sandstone cliffs, where the sparkling water poured out in a little clear stream at the foot of the towering House Rock. The spot and memory are hallowed in the minds of this pioneer family. There were 204 direct descendants of Edwin and Mary E. Whiting, who made the trip from 5 different states to honor May's memory. Some of them, even brothers and sisters, had not been together for over 30 years. Life histories of May and her parents were read at the gravesite, and the script sealed in the cement monument erected to replace the old sandstone marker which had disintegrated. Albert Whiting of Mapleton, Utah, dedicated the grave. It was reported that this site was further from civilization than any grave in the United States. 3 brothers of May Whiting were present: Edwin Marion of St. John's, Arizona, Edgar of Mapleton, Utah, and John C. of Charleston, Utah. They told pioneer stories and reminisced of days gone, by when travel through House Rock Valley was extremely rugged and hazardous. All the children of Henry Curtis and Harriet Whiting, May's sister, were there. 5 of them, all grandmothers, stood arm in arm and sang songs of their childhood. Everyone camped, cooked and slept as nearly like the pioneers had done as possible, at the same time enjoying an oversupply of sumptuous food. When the family gathered at House Rock Valley, they did not realize what a wonderful tradition the reunions would become in the Edwin Marion Whiting branch. Over the years, however, these reunions have become highlights in the life of each member. A typical feeling was expressed by one of the little 5-year-olds. Her grandmother was trying to explain to her that heaven was much more beautiful than anything she could imagine, where everyone lived in love and harmony and there was no sadness. The little child looked up with a smile of understanding and said, "You mean like the reunion?" A common expression in the family has become, "You haven't lived until you have attended a Whiting reunion." It is a tribute to those who have been responsible for carrying on this family tradition, that all who possibly can attend do so.